You want to bring in our next guest?
Absolutely. I mean, that's, you know, President Trump.
Cue the has Star Wars.
Exactly. You know, he's President Trump, if you recall, Tom, is, you know, called to establish a separate space focused military branch, and that's actually winding its way through Congress. So let's get the latest. We welcome Travis Tritton, Bloomberg Government Senior Defense Reporter. So, Travis, again, the Space Force, what's the status?
Hey, yeah, well, Space Force. Well, it looks like we're on the cusp. You know, we're coming down to the final decision point here. It's looking pretty good for Trump getting his Space Force, but there's still some remaining concerns. You know, the Pentagon is still concerned that Congress, especially the Senate, might not give it the entire statutory authorization that it wants. It wants Congress to write this new service into law and have a similar relationship right. as the Navy and the Marine Corps.
Okay, come on. This goes back to the advent of the nation. Who is they that wants a – are you telling me Army, Navy, out of World War II, the battle over Air Force, and now we're going to have what?
Right. Well, you know, the prior Air Force Secretary, she tried to slow roll this. She was kind of opposed to this plan, and we've got an acting secretary in the Air Force now that is very supportive of it. And, you know, the Air Force was concerned because it's going to pull forces from them primarily. They handle space stuff. So there was a lot of concern, but now it seems like they're on board. Congress is moving forward, and it's all about these final details and how they're going to write this sixth service into law.
So, Travis, I understand it. It's going to be the Space Force will be part of the Air Force, much like the Marine Corps is part of the Navy. So my question is, what's really going to change here?
Right, right. Well, that's sort of the structure, right? You have a department of the Air Force, and inside of that you have the military service, the Air Force. So the Space Corps, what the Pentagon wants is it to be inside the Department of the Air Force, but it would be a separate and equal service to the Air Force proper.
So in terms of, again, what's going to be
an equal service to the Air
Force? I'm sticking with the Marine Corps Navy analogy.
Exactly. Yeah, well, is that correct?
It would be exactly the same, yeah. That's exactly what the Pentagon wants. The Navy and the Marine Corps are separate services.
Okay, this makes a lot more sense, but then why is it billed as a fourth branch? It's not, is it?
Well, it would. That's what the Pentagon wants. It wants the Space Force to be. It would actually be the sixth service branch, the first one
Fair.
To be created
okay.
since the Air Force was created after World War II.
But you go with a Navy-Marine analogy.
Right, yeah.
So what will actually, again, change? I mean, it just sounds like maybe another layer of bureaucracy here with, so I'm trying to figure
well,
out, I'm sure
exactly.
a lot of the critics
and,
are trying
and
to
that's,
figure
that's
out.
What the Senate is concerned about. And that's why the Senate has kind of balked at this idea of pulling these space forces out into a separate service branch. Right now, these forces are mainly inside the Air Force, right, and they handle space. And the proposal is you take all those troops, you pull them out, and you put them into a separate service branch. And so the Senate is concerned about this. You know, they're concerned about just adding unneeded bureaucracy. And that's kind of been the sticking point as we come down to the end of this thing and the final authorization.
So what's the sense of timing here?
I think that we're probably going to see a final defense policy bill that's going to have all this in it sometime this month. Congress is coming back next week, and they're going to be wrapping up the final bits and pieces of that. So probably by the end of the month.
Okay, so then we get something coming out of Congress, and then obviously, presumably, the president will be supportive and sign it. Is that the thinking?
I think so, yeah. And my assumption is that, you know, what I've been told most recently is the Senate may be coming around to this idea, and I think they will eventually, Pentagon and Trump will get what they want, which is a sixth service branch written into the statute. And I think we'll see that within weeks.
Interesting. So maybe there'll be a separate space academy?
I don't
well, they said there won't be a space academy, but there's a lot of interesting details that we've yet to see here. You know, what uniforms are they going to wear? What are they going to call them? Things like that. People want to know that stuff.
Okay.
All right. Travis, thanks. Yes. Travis sure. Tritton, Bloomberg Government Senior Defense Reporter. Thanks for bringing us up to date on what looks like it's going to be a separate branch.